Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are underway on a chilly Saturday at the end of November. And by the way, if you want to be a part of the program today, Tech Talk, join us on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. Here's the number, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And Doug, I hope you're doing well and had a good week and staying warm today. It's January cold today.
Yeah, sure, changed in a hurry. But we can't complain. We've had easy winters for the last bunch of winters. Yeah. So it's we're probably due for some snow and some cold. But this one came pretty quick.
Yeah, it did. It changed in a hurry after very warm Septembers and Octobers. Here we are at the end of November with some January cold. By the way, 16 degrees and our wind chill at 2 above. And it feels every bit of that. By the way, we'll have another weather update here in about 22 minutes or so at 3:30. But plenty of time to get in on the show. And Doug, I wanted to open this show today. There are deals right now. My inbox, I've been bombarded with a lot of different retailers. You name it, Target, Costco, Micro Center, everybody has equipment on sale. And there are some phenomenal deals flying around out there. If you're in the market for whether it's a monitor or a desktop or a laptop, Chromebooks, there's some really nice Chromebooks that are cheap right now. Tablets, you name it, there are deals galore right now.
Oh, indeed. And we should also mention the little mini PCs. That these are getting very popular. Some 2 inches by 2 inches by an inch high, and they're monsters. Just make sure that you do your research and you know what kind of processor it has. That seems to be the big thing. But they are phenomenal. $400 can get you an animal of a, and that this one is like 5 inches by 5 inches by an inch and a three quarters high. And you can tack it right on the back of your monitor. So all you have on your desktop is a monitor, keyboard, and mouse. That's it. And speakers, of course. But it's just unbelievable the type of equipment that's coming out and how low priced it is. Most of it has been reduced. A lot of times these sales, you know, the vendors will mark them up and then mark them down until you got 40%. Well, last week it was maybe 5% higher. But that's not happening this year. I'm actually seeing severe cuts in prices for everything, not just computer equipment, but for everything. But computer equipment especially. This industry has been really kind of on fire this year, so to speak. And I think we're going to see a really, really decent holiday season this year. I hope the prices just hold right where they're at or go down even more.
Yeah, there is a lot of great equipment. And you talk about those mini computers. Mac Mini was maybe the first in this marketplace, but I would assume there are Windows machines that are the same thing. They're just small little units, probably have a solid-state drive in it. And instead of that big case or that big desktop, these are relatively small machines. They've probably got a USB port or two, and you hook them up to a monitor. And what's great about it is if you already own a monitor or a keyboard and some of that other stuff, you're just buying a brand-new computer and hooking it up to the monitor you've already got. It saves money, and they really are nice.
Well, and you know what else is exciting this year, Steve? Tesla put out a PC. $1,000, and it connects to their cars and their solar system, and I think that would be an interesting machine to get a hold of just to play with. This is going to be a pretty decent machine, I believe. It's going to have personal AI built into it, so you can create your own artificial intelligence, and it's all captivated within your house, which I think is really probably a smart idea.
All right, a lot of great options out there for equipment. It can become mind-numbing, And I just want to get your thoughts on one more item. Mm-hmm. When maybe you're looking, let's just start with a laptop. What chip do you prefer? Because there's AMD, there's Intel, there's so on and so forth. And say you're buying a Windows 11 machine. Let's just maybe start with a base machine. What kind of processor? What are you looking for?
I think I would go with an AMD, dollar for dollar, and they've solved their heat problems, and they've really come along a long, long way. I would probably say if I was going to buy a new laptop or notebook, I'd be looking at the HP business line with an AMD processor. I don't think I would go more than 16 gigabytes of RAM for my need, which great, plenty, but I would make absolutely certain that it had an NVMe SSD drive. Fast, 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 run cool, run long time. That good equipment. And HP business line would probably be my first choice because I think they're built better. They're a little bit more money. They're built better, and they're meant to last longer. I think you get 6 or 7 years out of an HP business line laptop, and it would come with Woof security, which is just absolutely top shelf. And me, I would shut off Windows Defender, and I would let HP protect my machine down to the bare metal. That's my thought.
All right. Good advice. By the way, you can get in on the program, stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, and let's get started right there. Do you know of any AI photo editing apps, downloads you would recommend? I would assume this marketplace is exploding.
There's so many of them, I wouldn't even know where to begin. Yeah. I was looking at them a couple of weeks ago. Just go to Google and put in AI photo upscaling, and you will be amazed at what you get. And a lot of them will give you a trial version forever. Because then they'll keep the real advanced techniques if you want to pay, but none of them are going to be expensive. I don't know what's going on with software development as of late, but especially with AI. There are things that you can do with AI in minutes that used to take you weeks. It's just wonderful. I kind of like what's happening where they'll take like the old movies and they'll upscale them. And I mean, they come out just perfect. It's just unbelievable what they're doing with AI. And the quality of, and they're doing it with music too, but the quality of the old pictures that they redo now, what used to be a big process to colorize the black and white, now it's a couple of buttons. It's just unbelievable what's happening.
Yeah, it is crazy. And to think that we're just kind of at the beginning of that. I still don't think we understand how much it's going to change the world we live in, but that's probably a whole show at another time. Doug, here's a good one before we take our first break of the program. And by the way, you're welcome to join stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. If you want to visit with us, that's great. Call the studio, 651-461-9226. If you send a text, it'll come right into the studio to us, and we'll be able to put you right on the air, your question or comment. This is really a good one. We've talked about this for years. I like the Firefox browser, but it doesn't work for me on many websites where I try to make a purchase or a donation. It works okay on Amazon, eBay, and Walmart, for instance. But for many other sites I try to make a purchase or donation, Firefox doesn't seem to work. I switched to Chrome, and it works fine. I cleared the cache in Firefox, but it doesn't help. We have talked about this. For some reason, especially when you get into a transaction, that some browsers won't work with some sites, and that is a security issue, and that's why you want to have multiple browsers. Doug, in your experience, is there a browser that seems to work better than the others in this circumstance?
Well, yeah, you know, consequently, I use Firefox, but now I'm thinking that this individual may have some of their security tightened up far too far.
Oh.
Do some research. I would suggest to send an email to Mozilla. They're going to get help on this right away. But, I normally will stay with Firefox or Brave or LibreWolf, which is built on a Mozilla engine. But transactions, I'd be leery. I'd want to know what Mozilla Firefox didn't like about that. What's happening? What's hitting my computer that is okay with Chrome but not okay with Firefox? There's some explanation needed there for sure. Amazon and eBay and that kind of thing, they're kind of set up to protect their own interests and protect yours while you're online connected with them. So they just got a bigger IT budget, I think. And Amazon, of course, is just world renowned for their computer techniques, especially the hosting for big businesses and things. They've come a long way over the years. But that's kind of strange. I think I would be looking into this right away.
Yeah.
Check out to see if you got too many additions or themes or something. Something's clogging the drain.
Would it be worth doing a uninstall and reinstall of Firefox in this?
It absolutely would. Absolutely. But I would caution people that if you've got a bunch of bookmarks or perhaps you've saved your passwords in there, which is not recommended anymore, I would do an export of all your bookmarks and your settings to make sure that you've got them saved. Then when you reinstall, completely remove the old one, reinstall a new one after you reboot in the middle, and then reinstall, and you can put back your bookmarks and just check and see if everything's good to go. It's a great idea. That's where I would start for sure.
And then finally, before we break, the Brave browser. Good idea to have it. I know you've recommended it for a while.
Oh, I absolutely love this browser. Now, you know, some people have been complaining about Brave, and they're talking about going to Thorin, which is close to Brave, but it doesn't have that built-in pop-up blocker, and it doesn't have some of the security settings that are just out of the box with Brave. I really like the Brave browser. For my use and for what I do, especially maybe it's just a Linux environment, but Brave is considerably faster than most of them. Of course, Firefox is right on its tail. They're so close, you can't even hardly tell them. But again, certain sites render differently with different browsers. And I've just come accustomed to, well, this site, I just reach down and grab Brave. This site, I just reach down and I grab Firefox and so on. So once you get that pattern going, it's really, really easy to create and just to follow. But multiple browsers are an absolute must.
Quick break. We'll come back, and then we're going to talk about 6-year-old HP Envy laptop. McAfee and Norton are expiring. Do I need both? We'll get Doug's thoughts on that and much, much more. By the way, StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. You can visit with us, send us a text, give us a call, 651-461-9226 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Tech Talk here on a chilly Saturday. Already the end of November. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Doug is in, and it is Tech Talk. And if you want to visit with us, stylesfinancial.com. Talk and text line, 651-461-9226 is the phone number. And let's go back to that text line right now. And here's a good one. Actually, one text, two different questions. Number one, I have a 6-year-old HP Envy laptop. My McAfee and Norton subscriptions are expiring. Do I need both?
No. In fact, you don't want to run two of them together. I would say you might want to consider possibly upgrading to a Bitdefender or Malwarebytes. They're both given away. Well, excuse me, I shouldn't say giveaway. Both of them got them discounted now for Black Friday week and now Cyber Monday, which apparently they're going to run together for a while. But check them out as well. I think that you'd be really, really doing yourself a favor by checking out Bitdefender and Malwarebytes both. They've been my favorites for several months now, and I think that's probably going to remain. And I'm just not real big on McAfee. They've had their ups and downs, and most of the time it's been down. And for Norton, Norton was a good product for many years, but it just takes so much of your resources as of late. And if you go to uninstall it, it can be a bear to get out. Check them out. Let me know what you think and give it a try.
And is it one of those things, if you do move on and you knew you use another antivirus malware program, do you need to fully remove those programs? Do you need to take those steps? And if you do, where do you start?
Yes, you do. And in fact, a lot of them will leave remnants of their program in your system files. I think if you're not sure how to go in and do it all by hand, just Google and download and use Windows Antivirus Removal Tool. It's free. And it will scan your computer. Most people who run this not only find the one that they paid for that they're going to get rid of because they're going to get something different, but they'll find two or three that are lodged inside there, just ticking away a little bit, ticking away. I don't think they really actually will save you from a virus. But remember now, a lot of these vendors, not so much anymore because this is getting to be less than it used to be, but a lot of these vendors were pushed to make profit any way they could. And what they would do is they would actually pre-install, at least to a point, these protection programs. And if you happen to buy one, they would get a referral fee, I think, for the first year, sometimes longer. That's kind of, I think, being hindered now because people don't want new computers all garbaged up with junkware and that kind of thing. They just want a nice clean machine when they turn it on and get Windows installed and get it all configured properly. So you want to kind of keep an eye on that. But Windows Antivirus Removal Tool is just a piece of gold. It's right up there with Pervasor. It just makes certain that it gets it all.
And a follow-up to that, as far as search engines go, you know, Google is the market leader, but there are others. DuckDuckGo is one that comes to mind. Is that recommended?
Well, that's something I forget sometimes because it's just been this 40-year habit. Google, Google, Google. Put DuckDuckGo on your computer for sure. Absolutely. Dedicate at least one browser, probably Firefox, to DuckDuckGo. So that's your search engine in there, and just let it work. Now, DuckDuckGo also has their own browser, and it is really, really secure. We need to start talking a little bit more about DuckDuckGo, Steve. I would agree with that. I'm glad that you reminded me of this. But there's a lot of different browsers. Startpage.com is a good search engine, and it will fit right with any browser. But I've actually been using DuckDuckGo quite a bit lately, and I'm finding that it's getting better and better and better every day. And it will also keep track of your activity if you want it to. I'm a prime example of this. I do a lot of technical work, as you know, and, well, I like to have that search engine keep track of what I'm doing technically, so it actually picks up on how I speak and what is really natural for me, so what it delivers is really more in tune with me as a human being. And I like that. And DuckDuckGo will do that. The difference is you can go to DuckDuckGo anytime you want, request that they delete everything about you, and it's done. And it's done that fast. I think that's really the future of search engines to come. I think it's coming.
Yeah, and the whole privacy thing about, you know, you're constantly being tracked and so on and so forth. I think as we move forward, there's going to be more to that, and people are going to be willing to pay for that. And I would assume that, you know, that's part of the business plan for a lot of these companies. And that's where VPNs, and you brought up Proton and that sort of thing, and of not being tracked or your activities or what you're doing online. I would assume as we go forward, that's going to be a bigger and bigger concern if it isn't already.
You are absolutely correct. And keep in mind now that all of this free stuff, and we kind of brought this on ourselves. You just sign up here. It won't cost you anything. And in our 700-page agreement, we let them do this to us ourselves. We did. So, yeah, I think it's going to be worth paying for it. I really do. And, well, Google's under the gun with the federal government right now for, you know, taking people's information and then actually using that bad activity to sell their services to customers. And that's not. And then they show them priority, which you can't do. If they're too big, they can't be doing that. They got to treat everybody the same. But they're a business now. They're maximizing profits. So I think this is coming to a head, too, within the next decade for sure. I've really been following Switzerland, Germany, and Japan, and I think they are coming dangerously close to what I would consider a comfortable balance between privacy and security. I think it's very important. So we do have some role models that we could at least check out and say, well, it's working over there. Their internet's running faster. Everything's running better. And so it's inevitable that we as a country and as a civilization as whole, we have to go that route. We have no choice.
Tech Talk here on this chilly Saturday. Thanks so much for joining us. We have all the news at 4. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. Chris Hine from the Star Tribune will join us to talk Timberwolves at about 4:20 today. College football final. 4 Minnesota teams in the D2 and D3 playoffs. 2 are already winners. Congrats to Bethel and St. John's. We'll have game reports later on today. Doug, it's been busy here on Tech Talk, and we have kind of a sad story here from our text line. Someone says they were spoofed. They got into my computer, was told my computer was full of viruses. I said no. He said yes, it will cause you to get rid of them. I again said no, and then he hung up. Should I take my computer to someone who can check to make sure they didn't put a virus or something worse like ransomware on my machine?
I think that the first thing you want to do is open a browser and download and install ADW Cleaner. It really isn't much install to it. That's a program that's provided by Malwarebytes free of charge, and it will do an initial scan. And if there's something in your computer, it will find it and remove it. Now, the big thing to remember with ADW Cleaner is once you download it and you run it, you got to run it right away. Do not reboot your computer after you've downloaded it. A lot of these programs that are malware, they will actually run a scan to see if you got anything that can detect them, and they will bypass it. So, yeah, and you can get it anywhere. If you have trouble finding it, just go to Google and type in ADW Cleaner, no spaces, and space after the cleaner, and then type Major Geeks, MajorGeeks, and that will take you right straight to the Major Geeks file depository, and you'll select ADW Cleaner, and away you go. Or you can get it at Malwarebytes as well. It's just a tremendous program. Been around for years, and they keep it updated. So it's well done. It's very well done. ADW Cleaner is what you're looking for.
Yeah, and by the way, if people aren't familiar with the term, spoofing involves faking one's identity and can be used for various attacks, such as identity theft. Phishing is one such use of spoofing that attempts to steal someone's personal information or credentials by having them volunteer that information from a nefarious source, the bad guys, that looks legit. And once again, we warn people all the time, be very careful who you share information. If you get some sort of email or phone call even that's looking for that information, tread very lightly. I think people need to be very wary when anybody's looking for information, particularly out of the blue.
Yes, no question about it. Something else we should mention too, Steve. I get emails every week telling me that my computer has a virus. Call this number. Your computer is doing this. No, it's not. And I think that a lot of times people will confuse the term spoofing with something that is just it's more of a phishing expedition.
Sure.
You know, the BH phishing. I hope that he wasn't actually spooked. I hope that. If he was, he's going to know right away. I'd be calling my bank to see activity or look online to see activity from a different machine. But, I think this individual got a phone call and they tried to sell him a bill of goods and he stood up and said no. As long as he didn't let them take control of his computer remotely, I think he's probably okay. And it was more of a phishing attack rather than a spoofing attack.
Yeah, and this is something, and I've brought this up before, that at my full-time job, and even here at CUCO Radio, my part-time gig, if you will, here on the weekends, filling in occasionally, we have training. Our corporate entity, Odyssey, will send out videos that we need to watch, and they deal with this. And at my full-time job, we certainly do that type of training regularly, and then they will test us. Mm-hmm. And there has to be some sort of way or video somewhere where individuals can get this type of training on what to look for. Because Odyssey does an outstanding job. And Doug, mm-hmm. maybe before next week's show, we can research some videos from reputable sources. It doesn't need to take hours. You can watch a video for 10 minutes and get some really good tips. And we promise, next week's show, Doug and I are going to bring up some videos tell you about those so you can kind of learn. Maybe if you're retired, or maybe your employer doesn't, or you don't work with computers a lot in your work. I know I do, and we are constantly being trained and retrained on good practices not to get ripped off or fooled. And then once again, the nightmare scenario is that your employer gets involved in some sort of ransomware attack.
Right.
That's the worst case scenario. So, Doug, why don't we do that as some homework and bring it to the table next week?
What a great idea. And you know, the thing is most of this stuff that you find online, you can find how to learn and be entertained at the same time. And right. that's the cream de la creme in my mind. And this is an ongoing thing. It's not going to be just, now you learn it, now you know it. It keeps changing. It's mutating and evolving continuously every minute of every day. So it's nonstop, and it's important that the general public becomes educated. I can't think of a better thing to do for next week's show, Steve. I just can't. That's a tremendous, tremendous idea.
Yeah, and it doesn't involve even things you do online. It's how you handle mm-hmm. your personal information. Maybe a mail piece. Maybe someone approaches you at a store. What you share, for instance, to a clerk at a store. All of these are potential sites where your identity can be stolen or you can be ripped off. And it's not to alarm people. I think the training videos just show you what to be on the lookout for.
Correct.
As these types of attacks or types of phishing expeditions with a PH become more and more sophisticated. So we promise we'll bring that to the table next Saturday on the show.
Awesome.
By the way, you can reach us here at 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. That is StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. Doug, we brought it up a little bit earlier about all the deals out there, and maybe somebody's in the market for a new computer, and we had mentioned Intel or AMD. Here's a follow-up on that. The Ryzen, that is an AMD processor, I believe.
It is.
Do you prefer that over the Intel Core?
Well, today I'm thinking Ryzen. AMD has just come so far, that's the one to get. Plus, I'm still a little bit biased towards AMD. Ever since Intel had their problems with several of their chips over the last year, and they knew they were having problems, and they didn't recall and didn't make it right with their customers. It was I think it was shameful the way they did that. So I'm a little bit biased, to be perfectly frank, Steve. And I think AMD has been leading the pack now for several years, so they've come a long way. Give them a shot. You'll like them. They're nice, nice equipment.
Yeah, and once again, highly competitive marketplace. But as you pointed out, your favorite brand for Windows machine, HP, and those have AMD Ryzens on board. Hey, we're going to break. We're going to come back. Much more here on Tech Talk. Still plenty of time to be a part of the show. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. here on News Talk 830 WCC. Tech Talk, Saturdays 3 to 4. That'll change when spring training starts. Of course, sports schedules permitting. Spring training feels like a long way away right now here on Thanksgiving weekend. Doug Swinhart is in here on Tech Talk, and you can still reach us on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. The number is 651-461-9226. We do want to go to the phone. Jory in Matamida, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hey, Doug, it's Jerry. Can you hear me okay?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Hey, appreciate the advice on the EMD. Great show. I recently retired, and I'm going to buy a laptop here for myself, working just a little bit, but not sure what to buy. And what I'm planning on doing is using Microsoft Office with, you know, Excel, Word. Maybe my biggest program would be I've got access to the Bluebeam program. I'm sure you know about that. I get dizzy when I go look at these things.
Yeah. That's for sure. There certainly is a huge amount of equipment on the market. The big thing is, as you're shopping, in my opinion, is understanding a little bit about the numbers, especially when we're talking about processors. If you're looking at an Intel, for example, you're going to hear a lot about, up to 5 gigahertz, up to 4 gigahertz. To me, none of that matters. I want to know what the base speed is. Personally, I want a base speed of 3 gigahertz on the processor minimum. 2.5 is okay, but minimum would be 2.5. But I prefer 3 gigahertz or better. And all that throttling, and that they sell it as they're saving energy and all that. I just don't think that it's good for your machine. And in addition to that, about the time you really need it to cruise, well, then it's repowering up and things are going off. I don't care for that. So I normally disable as much of that as I can. The next big thing would be how much RAM. Minimum 8 gigs. And it sounds to me like 8 gigabytes of RAM would be great plenty for you. If you get a machine that's upgradable, you can always up it, but I don't think you'll need to. And make certain you get an SSD drive, a solid-state drive. And if you have your druthers, get an NVMe, and that stands for non-volatile memory enhanced. That's a type of SSD that is the latest, and man, do they move. And I anticipate that they might last longer as well. So that's 3 gigahertz on the base speed, 8 gigabytes of memory, RAM, and hard drive, get it 512, 256 gigabytes should be plenty, but try to get an NVMe. But go out and play with them. Type on them.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you get the right size. I would suggest if you're retiring, probably a 15-inch, no less than a 12-inch. I have trouble seeing them. I have trouble getting my hands around them. So be at a 15, you got a full keyboard with numeric pad on the right side of your alpha keys. It just, I would stick with a 15. They're getting small enough and light enough now to where you can have a 15-inch and they're 2.5 pounds, 3 pounds, perfect. Now be aware that just because it's portable does not mean it's more durable. And in fact, they are more fragile. Don't take them out of a cold car and bring it into the heat. But you'll have many years of service if you get the right one. I think you should go to HP.com and check out the business line laptops. I think you'll like what you'll find. Start there. They're going to run you a little bit more money, but in my opinion, worth every penny. And I hope that helps.
Yeah, really great advice to get your hands on the keyboard.
You bet.
Take a look at the monitor. I hate trackpads in general. In a pinch, I will. Make sure you get a mouse that's comfortable that'll work with that computer. There's a lot of good ones out there. I have one at work that I love that'll fold flat and slide into your pocket.
Perfect.
I love that mouse. And
I just ordered a new one last night. I'm going to try a vertical mouse.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of good options out there. If you can get by with a trackpad, well, I've never liked them, but
no, not my cup of tea.
Yeah, keyboards and then monitors. The one drawback I will say this, in the lower end Chromebooks in particular, we're talking $200, $250. You really get what you pay for when it comes to the monitor. And that's true in laptops. You know, you're going to spend a little more, but you're going to get a much, much better monitor that's going to be, it's going to be easier to see. It's going to be more pleasing to the eye. And in my opinion, less eye strain if you spend a lot of time there.
Oh, that's a fact. That's not just an opinion. Yep. That's real. Yeah, even the people who are talking about repetitive strain injury, now they're talking about repetitive strain injury of or optics. And, yeah, get a higher resolution monitor. Put it back a little bit farther. Don't sit on top of them like we used to. But they're much, much less anything coming off them than they were even 10 years ago. The equipment today, you hit it right on the head, Stevie. You get what you pay for, and you pay for what you get. There's no question about that. And that's desktop, laptops, printers. That's the entire industry at this point.
Yeah, and in general, the one thing Mac has done, and you pay for it, is they have generally had, over the years, outstanding monitors on their equipment.
And I got to say, too, I think they give better support. Apple and HP, in my opinion, are the top, top shelf for user support and after-sales support. And that's important. It really is.
Well, and here in the cities, you can go to an Apple store and someone's going to help you out. There aren't a lot of other manufacturers. But once again, you're going to pay. You're not going to get a machine for $250 or $300 that's going to come with that kind of support or that kind of monitor.
It's just economics.
Yeah, for sure. Doug, couple of things that we need to get to. ADW cleaner. Do you really need that on a phone? Would it work on a phone? Doesn't seem to me that on your Android or your iPhone you would need a program like that.
No, the thing about iOS and Android operating system, and one day if we have Linux phones, you're going to find it's the same thing. These providers are going to be watching the security of your phone like a hawk. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't think about it at all, because you can mug up a phone pretty quick with add-ons and downloads, and they're not checked by the company. But if you are conservative with that, you're not going to have any issue at all, especially Apple. Apple is all about making sure that your phones and your iPads and your computers are clean. And so I don't think that's necessary. I really don't.
All right. And then before we run out of time, we had another text on that. What do you recommend as far as virus protection, anti-malware at this point in time on a Windows machine?
Well, I would say Malwarebytes or Bitdefender, and it's Bitdefender or Malwarebytes, Malwarebytes. Both of them, just top shelf. If you spend a little bit more money, you got a more machine, you might want to take a look at ESET, ENOD 32. They just made I guess it was like 2 years ago, they contracted with Google, and their prices got so high. So I want you to get the best for less, you know? But that's a great antivirus malware as well. But today, I'm really, really impartial to Bitdefender, and I've been impartial to Malwarebytes for decades. They just do such good work, and they're reasonably priced, and they'll help you on the phone if you need it, and you'll talk to somebody that lives here in the U.S. And that also, I think, is important.
And by the way, on next week's show, we are going to give you some advice on some videos to avoid identity theft, phishing attacks, all of that sort of stuff. We're going to talk more about that on the
podcast. I love the idea. Absolutely love it, Steve.
All right, Doug, your phone number and email, how do people reach you during the week?
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543. And admin at WCCOtech.com. admin@WCCOtech.com. And thank you so much, Steve, and have a good weekend.
Yeah, have a good weekend. We'll do it again next Saturday at 3. It is Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. The news, the weather at 4. Coming up in a moment here on CCO.